Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Wednesday. How we doing? It is me, Rop. Back again. Big Sook remains on vacation. Schultz is here, and I just checked in with him, guys. I just did a vibe check because it's game day. Mariners game day. And the man is feeling good.
Yes, I'm here also, feeling good, ready to go.
Well, I think with a 2-0 lead, it's easier to feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't have to go in living and dying on every single pitch today. That's the goal. Yeah, you're probably right. 5-0 it comes. Yeah,
But still, I mean,
feels are there.
Just being up, yeah, they're always going to be there, but yeah. Just being up 2-0, you know, you got a little slack on the rope. You're probably less nervous because of it.
A little bit. Plus the pitching matchup as well. I mean, as you've been saying.
The Biebs.
Biebs, and I don't want to get too deep into sports here in Segi 1, but, man, the Blue Jays' bullpen sucks. And they've literally, the Mariners anyways, have been gifted a situation where they already saw, you know, what, 3-4 guys in Game 1, and Blue Jays' bullpen's already tired. And, oh, look, it's the same cast of characters.
Well, they're going to need the old Jays, and we got to give them credit for one thing. Schultzy, I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
They look great. Those blue unis with the white hats and the blue hat, great. Okay, they look great.
Yeah, the logo design from like 15 years ago, it was amazing. Yeah, they look good.
That said, they're going to need a big night out of the Biebs.
Yeah. But we know that they're going to be giving the Mariners their best shot.
What does that even mean? You think that they haven't been trying to give them their best shot? Because the Mariners are just better. They're just shutting them down.
You're right.
I just feel like, if a team is going to come back from an 0-2 deficit, they have to have more than what the Blue Jays have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't, like, Bieber might pitch well tonight and they might win. But I think if you're a Mariner fan, well, maybe not even a Mariner fan, because Mariner fan's not going to look at it objectively. They're nervous no matter what. I think if you just look at the game objectively, if you don't have a dog in the fight, or the series, I mean, Toronto does not seem to have the ingredients for the comeback soup. You know, they don't have lockdown starting pitching. You mentioned their bullpen's been shaky, and they have one star hitter, and if they get him going, I mean, they're going to have to get him going. He hasn't done anything yet in the series. They have to get Vlad Jr. going. And other than that, though, like, I mean, what do you think? Like, Dalton Varsho is going to, you know, they're just not, I don't know, man, compared to the Mariners, now that we've seen a couple games, the Mariners are just better. You know, like, if you had the Dodgers in an 0-2 hole, you would not be sleeping well, okay? Even if you had the Mariners in an 0-2 hole, you would say, well, they could come back from an 0-2 deficit in a best of seven because look at that pitching, you know. You know, look at Cal Raleigh, MVP guy in the middle or the top of the lineup.
It's loaded.
So I think, I mean, come on. Can we fast forward to Mariners-Dodgers, please?
I mean, all right. Rob, if they win game three tonight, I will fast forward there with you.
Well, I don't expect a Mariner fan to fast forward. I'm just saying, like, speaking for a sport fan that, you know, not all of us are Mariner fans. We're rooting for you, but, you know, come on. It's clear that it's going to be Mariners, Dodgers. I would say what's crazy is the Dodgers are better. The Dodgers is the best team. Okay, that's pretty obvious.
But yeah, they look damn good.
The Brewers have more of what it takes to come back from an 0-2 deficit than the Blue Jays, in my opinion. But they're not going to do that against LA. It's just not going to happen. So I think you have, and I know it's going out on a limb, you have Mariners, Dodgers, World Series, guys. Think about that. Remember that at the start of the year when we were talking about the Dodgers and, oh my God, how many games will they win? And, you know, they signed pretty much every starting pitcher and they spent $107 million on their bullpen. We thought the Dodgers were just going to be out of sight good. And they weren't historically good because they had a lot of injuries and the bullpen was not very good. That said, when you get Yamamoto and Snell to basically not give up a run for two games.
Yeah. Nine innings of.
How do you. And then they're coming back at you with Shohei or Glasnow. And then you. Oh, by the way, you have to deal with Shohei and Betts and Freeman. Dude, that team, I bet I got it. Okay, so I have a confession.
You have a bet on a Dodgers World Series ticket there, buddy?
I just placed it.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people placed the Dodgers to win the World Series bet a long time ago.
What were your odds, sir?
Well, I'm going to tell you. But right. At the start of the year, I remember looking at the odds going, oh, my God, there's no way at that price that I would bet the Dodgers to win the World Series. It was just overpriced because everyone was betting them.
Yeah.
It was like, look at this team on paper. Oh, my God. Well, there was probably during the regular season, I wasn't following it, but mm-hmm. during the regular season, there was probably a moment where you could have got the Dodgers at, I don't know about plus money, but pretty low minus money. Okay?
Well, yeah, because their record up and down throughout the regular season, they finished with 93 wins, but at one point the Mariners were ahead of them in wins.
There was also a moment where it looked like maybe the Padres would catch them and the Dodgers wouldn't even make the playoffs.
Yep.
And they were banged up. And so there was probably a moment where you maybe could have got plus money on them to win the World Series. But I woke up this morning and I checked it, as I tend to do. Just, you know, what's the number? I was expecting Dodgers to win the World Series minus 220. That's what I was expecting.
Okay.
And that means if you bet, you'd have to bet $200 or $220 to win $100. That's how big of a favorite I thought they would be. It was only minus 140. And that surprised me, and I booked it. I'm sorry, I took the Dodgers.
Why are you sorry?
Because I'm going to be rooting for you and the Mariners in the World Series. But I like money. And I feel like that was a good price.
So do I. It's why I placed a Mariners to win the World Series bet at plus 525 at the start of the playoffs like 2 weeks
ago. Hell yeah, bro.
Like a $40 bet, so I think I pay out like 220 or something like that.
You can hedge that.
I think I might.
You can hedge that right now with the Dodgers.
I only have $7 in my bidding account right now, so I got to re-up that.
We got to win some more bets.
Well, that's
got to win a big bet tonight.
Try to find a little parley.
A little parley.
To answer your earlier question, though.
What was my earlier question?
Are the Blue Jays actually going to be giving you their best shot compared to games one and two? Man, John Schneider's face just looked like they thought they had it. Especially after that leadoff home run to game one for George Springer, man. It was just like, okay, they're feeling themselves. They think they're better than the Mariners. So, no, I actually don't think Toronto gave Seattle their best shot in games one and two. I think you are going to see a couple of guys lock in tonight, and it's going to be like a 3-2 kind of battle. But I think Seattle can come out on top. But, yes, Detroit. Hell, yeah, we beat them already. Toronto's going to be giving us our best shot. So, their best shot.
Well, yeah, okay. They might have been a little tight, you know? I mean, their relievers certainly looked tight when they came in those first two games.
Yeah.
Gosman didn't look tight. I mean, he pitched well. I don't know.
Actually, some people think they pulled Gosman too early.
Yeah, well.
74 pitches. Yeah. He was doing well. Usually pitches near 100. Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yeah, so I just think the Mariners are that much better than the Jays. But, you know, look, all it takes is one game. We've done this long enough. The Blue Jays win tonight, and all of a sudden we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to be puckered up. You Mariners are going to be all butt puckered.
Dude, I hope not. I need an easy night of sleep.
What's
Rob,
the pitching matchup?
Tonight it's Kirby.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's Castillo v. Max Scherzer.
Oh, Scherzer's
so going. The wily veteran versus recent All-Star.
Well, I'm sure a lot of fans hear Scherzer, they're like, oh my God, Scherzer's pitching. Hasn't he been terrible?
He's been injured and terrible. Let me look up his...
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, he's like 42
See, this
41.
Is what I'm saying about the Jays. Like, come on. I get that Bieber and Scherzer have they're veterans, and they could, you know, they're not to be taken lightly, but at the same time, that's your best punch. Mariners will be fine.
I heard the national media saying, like, oh, Biebs, that's exactly what the Blue Jays need tonight. And I'm like, how? He was injured most of the season. His numbers during the regular season when he did pitch were mediocre.
Well,
what are we talking about?
I think what they're talking about is they need a veteran to say, give me the damn ball, and even if I don't have my best stuff, I'm gonna help you win this game, or I'm going to keep you in this game. You know, that's what they need.
Yeah.
You know, they got to have Bieber. Biebs has got to come out and kind of give them a little hope.
Yeah.
And if he gives them a little hope, holds down Jorge Polanco, who can't be stopped, if he does that, then, you know.
But he's gay.
Schultzy.
my drop board's not up, babe. That's not me.
That was a misfire, but did that kind of work?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it worked.
But I just feel like, that's what a veteran pitcher, starting pitcher should do. So Biebs is kind of right guy, right time. But again, I don't know. I have faith in the Mariners. And RJ says it. He says, Isaac, on behalf of all Mariner fans, please stop jinxing this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I hear you.
Stop.
I hear you.
I mean, we're just scared, dude.
I just want you to just to understand, I'm rooting for you, but I'm just looking at this impartially, and I'm just giving you the viewpoint of how other people outside of the Mariner bubble are looking at this.
Of course.
And because I was I could not see out of the Royals bubble when they were on their run 10 years ago. I couldn't see out of it. I didn't understand, you know. But and I think it was Suk. Somebody on the show was saying, maybe it was Buck. Was Buck on our show back then?
3 years at Royals? Hell no.
2015?
No.
That was probably Lynch. It was Lynch.
Yeah. Lynch or even Dusty.
No, it wasn't Dusty.
Okay.
I think it was Lynch. But anyway, I just remember somebody being like, dude, they got it. They look so good. But you can't see that when they're your team and you're used to them ripping your heart out.
I've been listening to Alex Rodriguez after every Mariners win say, I believe in this team. I think they are the best and they've got a good shot to go to the World Series. So I'm hopping on that train, but I'm still a little nervous, man.
Now, if they make the World Series, I'm not going to ask this question.
Okay, let's ask it. Maybe, okay, if they win tonight.
Okay, I'll ask it tomorrow.
This is huge, Rob, because obviously if they win tonight, they've got two knockout chances at home over the next couple of days after that going into Thursday and Friday.
He's
got
to win one of three.
Yeah, game four or five. Like, if they win tonight, to get that ALCS clinching at home spot to the World Series for the first time ever, it could be a storybook. So, maybe hold off the jinxing questions till tomorrow.
How are you going to lose when Ichiro is out there taking BP?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the Blue Jays are sitting in the dugout looking at Ichi out there popping singles?
Yeah, where's Joe Carter, bro?
Like, totally.
Yeah,
like,
Ichi's
out there. He was taking BP.
Yep.
And fielding. I guess he does that all the time.
He literally, before every game, he has been out with the team. And actually, I mean, you heard this during their scrimmages before the playoffs. He was out in right field. So, got to see him.
You can't beat him. You know, you're sitting there. You're like, I don't know, who are you? You're like, who's that guy, Barger, this, I don't know, the Blue Jays have a bunch of nobodies. Who's the guy that bats cleanup for them?
Oh, like,
Barger.
Yeah,
Barger?
Addison Barger, the third
Barger.
Baseman.
Barger.
Yeah.
You tell me that kid's sitting in the dugout watching Ichiro slapping singles to right, thinking he has any chance in that ballpark with that guy out there.
I think it's a little discouraging.
The old Silver Fox Ichi.
I mean, they beat the Mariners three times there in the regular season. I heard Luke say on happy hour. So that's a little disconcerting. But
oh, dude.
Some stats for my ass.
Well, yeah, they played three times. It was the last three games of the year.
Well, that was the Dodgers.
You're talking about...
It's like, no, the Dodgers.
Here I go fast-forwarding again.
Well, and the Mariners didn't throw much pitching out during those games, so I don't really count that last series of the regular season.
Well, they beat Miller, and they beat Kirby.
Yeah. Kirby threw a great final start of the regular season. Nobody in the dugout cared about hitting then, I guess.
You know what else they did?
Excuses.
I looked at those three games today, the Dodgers-Mariners games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else they did in that series? Something nobody can do. Do you know what it is?
Stole bases? I don't know.
they got two in the ninth off of Munoz.
Ooh.
And won the second game of that series.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So you know they're confident.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, they can do that one night, and then you can strike him out the next night. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Jekyll You're just and Hyde the cutest little guy. I love my little baseball gremlin over there.
I appreciate it.
Schultzy,
you.
I'm with you, okay? I'm rooting for you. I love the headband. It's back 4 days in a row.
No, not yesterday.
Let's go.
I had the
you had the hat on yesterday.
I needed a break from the headband, frankly. I had to throw it in the wash, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, it's game day.
It's game day, baby.
Game day, baby. What time is the game? 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 5:08. Okay. I got coverage over on 9:10 at 4:30, but don't listen to that. Just stay here.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah, no. F that.
We're going to be doing stuff way better than that. Mariners would probably blow them out anyway.
It would be
not even worth listening to.
I mean, the first three innings are very important. And got a 6-0 lead. Woo! Let's go, baby.
Okay, well, gosh. I know. It's NFL Wednesday today because we have not covered the NFL at all the last 2 days.
I went back and watched NFL primetime just because you said that. So.
Is that right?
I did.
Did you catch a lot of the games on Sunday?
Caught a couple, but obviously it was a little more involved in my Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners.
The evening.
Well, that was Sunday night, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I didn't catch the Sunday night football game. So
what was Sunday night football?
That was the Bills, right? Bills losing to the Falcons. No, that was Monday
night. Last night. Monday night. What was Sunday night football? Isn't that amazing? You watch something and 2 days later you don't even remember.
Seriously.
Maybe it was the Chiefs. Was it the Chiefs?
Yes. Yeah, that's
Chiefs,
it. It was
Lions.
The Chiefs-Lions. That was the Sunday night one. It was one good team versus another. But
yeah, Chiefs look good.
300th touchdown pass for Mahomes.
Yeah, we got NFL Wednesday today. We're going to start there. Our NFL nut fog. Yeah, we got to talk about, I mean, there'll probably be a segment on the Blazers today. What to expect from your Portland Trailblazers this season? Why are you chuckling?
Because.
What?
I'm already excited about the texts that you're going to receive during that segment. It's going to be fun.
What do you mean?
Oh, very, very diehard Blazers fan. It's just going
to
be.
Diehard doesn't listen to us.
No, they could win 50. They could.
Oh, I'm hearing that. You know, my kid. Well, I'll tell you this later. I have a story later.
Yeah.
My kid just went on his bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear that story.
They went to Austin, Texas. Ever been to Austin, Texas?
I have never been to Austin, no.
Well, I know better than to answer this phone call, but I got a phone call from his phone. This was Friday night after they had landed, and I'm sure they were nice and loopy, lubed up, you know what I mean?
And this wasn't a butt dial.
No, God, no. And so I'm like, dude, I'm not answering that. They're all wasted, whatever. I'll tell you what it was about. Because then I check. See, smart guy, I check in with him in the morning. Because then it's not as. Like, I just stiff-armed what was about to happen. Because I'm just going to be talking to a bunch of drunk dudes on the other end.
You don't want the kids.
And I don't want that.
No.
Yeah, I don't want that. And it was probably about sports. You know, they don't need anything. So it's like, okay, I'm not taking this cheese. So I checked in the next morning about what it was about, and I will tell you, and my instincts were correct about what that was. So we'll get to that today as well. We got a little, maybe one Blazer segment. So let's start with NFL Wednesday. If you had Mike McDaniel as the first NFL coach fired, you lose! Next on the Fan.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So I was corrected. Jeff, buddy, texted me and said he got the Dodgers plus 350 to win the World Series, start of the playoffs.
Nice.
How about that?
Yeah, there was the Phillies, Dodgers, and Mariners were all at the top to start the playoffs.
Yeah, all about right at that price, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere.
The Phillies, see, I feel like the Phillies made the Dodgers a little higher plus money.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough, I mean, the Phillies are tough. And the Dodgers got them, but a lot of it depends on your path, you know.
Well, and I think the Phillies got hot a little bit at the end, and their offense just looked like it could go all the way. But, hey, bye-bye.
Yeah, I liked the Phillies. But the Dodgers, I mean, dude, the Dodgers are nasty.
Yeah, their lineup is just nasty. They're too rich, and they're too damn deep.
All right, well, NFL Wednesday, the Titans have canned Brian Callahan.
What?
Oh, no. So if you had, because we talk a lot about the first coach fired odds. Here we are, a lot of odds talk today. I think that's good. Or bad.
I am a degenerate and I love it. Let's keep going on it.
Well, you know, I'm always looking at odds, so I gotta, it sneaks its way into the show. I'm always looking at this stuff. Although, I have another one today. The next coach fired odds. I just checked that out.
Oh, I love this.
Dude.
Let's go.
There is a serious value on the board. Serious value on the board, but we'll get to that in a second.
Cool.
A little radio tease for you guys. So Callahan got turfed. Mike McDaniel, everybody thought Mike McDaniel was going to flame out, and he kind of is, but he's a good enough coach that they're kind of keeping it together in Miami. We overlooked how bad Brian Callahan was last year, and we kind of thought, well, he got Cam Ward, so maybe they'll be better this year, and the answer to that was indeed no, they were not. He went 4-19 as a head coach, and he went 4-19 against the spread, which is really hard to do.
Wow.
So he sucked, and he can thank Joe Burrow for all that cash he banked in Nashville because he was the offensive coordinator of the Bengals when they went to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm always wary in the NFL of offensive coordinators who piggyback off of just having great quarterbacks. You know, it happens all the time. Where an OC, an offensive guy, you know, you get Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow's going to make you look pretty good, especially Joe Burrow with the weapons that Joe Burrow's had. So Callahan, you know, I'm sure he's a good offensive guy, but terrible head coach. I mean, absolutely terrible head coach.
I think we can put him in the Nathaniel Hackett bracket. Like,
yeah, dude, no chance he's getting another head coaching gig.
Adam Gase, and actually the guy that took his job, Mike McCoy, another offensive guru, who already had a shot, now getting his second one with Tennessee.
Mike McCoy, that Mike McCoy?
Mike McCoy, he was the senior offensive analyst. Yes, he was the same Mike McCoy back in 2013 that coached the Chargers, took them to the playoffs that first season, and then had two dumpster fire years after that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Mike McCoy is?
I don't. I mean, Chargers.
Yeah, he worked.
I gotta look him up.
He worked.
Oh,
with,
that guy.
Yeah, he worked with the Broncos before he was with the Chargers. Yeah. Like, come on, you know who this guy is?
God, the NFL just full of retreads, isn't it?
I mean, this guy probably never thought he'd get a shot again. Is he gonna use it any differently than he did before?
Oh,
I don't know, but yeah,
God.
Just that group of offensive guys that just don't work.
You know, I gotta tell you, that is. It's just another crappy franchise, bad franchise, and they're ruining they're ruining a young quarterback before our eyes. It's incredible how often this happens. You know,
you should ask Joey Harrington about this on Friday.
No, I actually have it in my notes.
Good.
And the question, the way I put it down in my notes is, you are to the Lions as Cam Ward is to the Titans. That's what I wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about that is I thought about that a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well, because remember when Russell Wilson got benched?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I should ask Joey, is Jackson Dart to the Giants as you were to the Lions?
Oh.
But now we got, like, Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo ripping their shirts off and winning games right and left. I was like, I got to erase that from the notes. And so now I added Cam Ward because – I like Cam Ward. I think he's going to be, you know, he gets the right coaching. He could be good. But my God, it's not with the Titans. And that franchise, you know, as often as this happens, you would think it would be far less prevalent, but it's just not. This is part of how I live my life, just personally. I observe what not to do. It works.
Yes.
Seriously. And then I just try to avoid that.
Yeah, here's how
it's not like I know anything. I'm just watching people screw up right and left. Like I learned way more about what not to do in this business than what to do. And, you know, you have to be observant. But if you are, it's just amazing how many companies and people are oblivious. And in the NFL, I mean, there are blueprints right and left in sports on how to build it right, you know, and teams. I don't know. They just can't pull their head out of their asses.
Ego.
Titans.
Ego killers, man.
Yeah, just ego. They think they know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just so many oblivious owners and GMs. It's just, it blows me away. But who can save Cam Ward? There are a couple names that have popped up. Clint Kubiak of the Seahawks. You know, when you have success, and he's done a pretty good job with Seattle so far as OC there. You have a little success, people are going to start, you know, throwing your name out there. That could be interesting. You know, his daddy was a coach. So Clint Kubiak's probably going to get a head coaching shot here in the next couple of years if he keeps doing well in Seattle.
I think the Darnold to JSN connection being now like the top yardage-wise connection from quarterback to receiver in the league, just that alone will get him a job.
So far. I mean, it's early.
It is.
But so far, he's done a good job there.
It looks a lot different than it did with Geno.
Well, and it looks a lot... well, yeah, I mean, I feel like this Seahawks team this year was kind of Clint Kubiak dependent in a way, like to me, they didn't upgrade all that much at quarterback. They just got another quarterback.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, their defense is younger, it's good, but their offense going anywhere, it's really going to be Kubiak dependent, is kind of what I thought. And right now, you got to say he's done a good job. So maybe he's in line to take over Tennessee. Perhaps Cliff Kingsbury could jump in there.
Ooh, I like that name a lot better, honestly.
He's at Washington, I think, right?
Yeah, a little bit younger. He's obviously looked really good with Jaden Daniels. Although the same thing, man, with CJ Stroud and Houston, I'm a little scared of the sophomore slump. So I'm interested to see how that is finished out this year in Washington. But yeah, Cliff probably going to get a job at some point.
Joe Brady's name popping up again because the Bills' offense is good. But again, that's a guy who's got Josh Allen, Mike LaFleur, and then Bill Belichick. What if the Titans hired Bill Belichick?
I mean, they fired Mike Vrabel for intimidating people within the organization, so I'm not sure that'll happen, but hey, anything's possible.
Yeah, nice job firing Vrabel, you idiots.
No, seriously, that was a bad move. We all knew it was a bad move, and then we hear the reason why. It's just like, oh, people didn't get along with a successful figure, and now you're a dumpster fire? Good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, was it Rand Carthon or whatever?
Yeah, I think
was the GM, and
yeah.
He hated Vrabel, and Vrabel hated him, and they butted heads, and so they fired Vrabel. Well, they also fired Carthon. Like Carthon, or whatever his name is.
Wrong order.
They're both got fired. Titans are a joke.
Well, hey.
They deserve Bill Belichick.
One guy we were talking about yesterday, I've seen his name attached to it on X today, Arthur Smith. Like, really?
Again?
Well, he's making Aaron Rodgers look young again, so why?
No, he's not. Is anybody watching Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look bad this weekend,
right? He's
not
terrible, but he's old.
No,
he's not looking young.
No, he moves.
Arthur Smith sucks.
He moves like a 50-year-old. It's very true.
And isn't Arthur Smith, isn't his dad a billionaire?
Is he?
Yeah, he's the son of the billionaire. Whose name I can't...
Certainly looks like it.
Yeah, I can't remember
White
his name.
With that stash, yeah.
Yeah, you Googling that for me?
I'm looking, let's see. No, he was a guard from North Carolina. I don't know about that, buddy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. FedEx founder, yeah, Frederick FedEx. Smith. So yeah. He doesn't care. He's playing with house money in life. You know what? Don't hire that guy.
No, that's a terrible hire. But that's another example of the NFL, the just kind of the nepotism.
Yeah.
You know, just these guys, they're just in the network. They're in the good old boys club. He's one of them. Probably because of his daddy.
No kidding. I mean, he did work his way up. He played at North Carolina, then was a graduate assistant, then defensive quality control. Like, he wasn't handed a job like I would say a few other young coaches have been handed a job, but...
Well, I'm guessing it's probably... You're not saying he's handed a job. I'm saying...
He's getting in the room.
It's easier for him to get a job than some of these other guys that are probably better than him. I mean, he's clearly not that good of an offensive coordinator. Are you crazy? Like, what has he done offensively?
He was the Titans offensive coordinator in 2019 and 20, so familiar with the organization.
Yeah.
Now, that was
what,
Ryan
Tannehill?
Yeah, that was right after Ryan Tannehill
that
took over for Mariota.
That team sucked, too. So he was under Vrabes, right?
I think, yeah, for a couple years.
My man Vrabes. 8 quarterbacks have been taken number 1 overall since 2018, and now 7 of the 8 have had their head coach fired. The only one who has not is Joe Burrow. And Zach Taylor is probably not that long in Cincinnati. Okay, so when we come back, I want to tell you, I was checking out the latest next coach fired odds. Schultzy, I love value. You know me, I love value. I love placing good bets. They don't always win. I just think if it's a good bet, you're going to win more than you're going to lose, okay? I have what I believe to be a very good bet on that board, and it is a long shot. So you're $7. We could turn that into $210.
Oh, see, I love lottery tickets. I'm all about them.
But you might have to wait, though.
That's okay.
It might not be this week. Yeah. But it might be this week.
It could pay off tomorrow. It could pay off in 2 months.
We'll get to that next. Here's Schultzy with SportsCenter.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. Okay, so NFL Wednesday, Brian Callahan fired by the Titans. apparently the old retread Mike McCoy has taken over.
And by the way, I confirmed your theory about nepotism with Arthur Smith. Where is the head of FedEx? Where is the headquarters? Memphis, Tennessee. And he got his first job in the NFL with the Tennessee
Shocking.
Titans. So, damn it, you nailed it, Rob.
Shocking.
Shocking.
It's a good old boys network, that NFL.
Yep.
Now, okay, so the latest next coach fired odds still have Mike McDaniel as the odds-on favorite, and he could be the next guy to go. That's, let's be honest, he could be. But I think he's good enough to keep them in it. I mean, they're what's their record, Dolphins?
Don't they have 2 wins now after this weekend?
Two wins?
Might still be one.
Let me look here. But I don't think he's awful. He's not great. Oh no, they're 1-5.
Thank you, 1-5. Yeah.
But they play Cleveland. Yeah, if they lose at Cleveland, ooh.
Yeah. They're giving him one last chance.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, so he's plus 200, but it's all about the price. Okay, so the price, you got to pay a premium to get him. Okay, it could be him. Maybe you throw a little bunny on him. Okay, plus 200. Aaron Glenn, plus 300. Look, he sucks. The Jets suck. They're terrible. But they'll probably give him a year, right? They're going to fire him in the middle of his first season?
I mean, A, it's the New York Jets, and B, he looks lost. So
he does. Their team is so bad.
Yeah, I mean, when you got your wide receiver chewing you out at halftime, like, why aren't we trying to throw the end zone? Yeah. Even if it's just a Hail Mary, let's try to win here.
They are absolutely a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess organization.
But I think this is hot take. I think they're going to win this week because it's the NFL, man. And they're hosting the Panthers. Like, if they're ever going to win, it's going to be a game like this. And they almost beat Denver. Their offense is terrible, but the final score of that game was 13-11.
Hey, the Cardinals just scored like 30 points this weekend. Anything is possible.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, the league, yeah, exactly. NFL, you never know. So then third is Zach Taylor at plus 500. I don't love any of those bets. Let me tell you the bet that I think is great value. And as I mentioned to you, it's plus 3,000.
Oh, I love lottery tickets.
3,000, meaning if you bet $100, you will win 3,000 if this guy is the next coach fired. And I am speaking of Jonathan Gannon.
Oh,
he is plus 3,000, and I don't really understand why. Arizona, they just blew a game to the Titans, who fired their coach in the most unfathomable fashion possible. They blew that game. And like, if you didn't see how the Cardinals lost to the Titans, go back and look. It was worse than anything the Jets have done all year. His team sucks. They're banged up. He was just fined for shoving a player on their sideline. And their owner sucks. Like, Bidwell's one of the worst owners in the league. He could very easily be rash and make a rash decision here, although it may not even be that rash, to fire Gannon. To me, that is ultimate value on this board of next coach fired, Jonathan Gannon. Let me read you their schedule. Arizona. So they are already 2. So they won their first 2 games. They now lost 4 in a row. And they host Green Bay. Should lose. At Dallas, probably will lose. At Seattle, should lose. Already lost once to them. Niners, gonna lose. Jags, gonna lose. Bucks, gonna lose. Rams, they could be 2-10, dude. You gonna bet it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll bet it. Like, yeah, I'm a degen. I'll throw 5 on it, yeah.
I think that's a good play.
Why not?
It's a decent bet.
It's, yeah, rash decision or not, they're not doing well. It's obvious they're going to blow things up here soon. Like, are you going to let your coach that you don't think is that good try it with a new quarterback?
What does it say when Jacoby Brissett takes over and they instantly are better offensively?
Well, he's probably the best backup in the NFL, which I don't know if that's saying much.
Kyler Murray's terrible.
I agree.
That team sucks.
They almost beat the Colts.
They got guys dropping balls on the goal line.
Yeah.
They got interception. They can't even intercept a pass without fumbling it. I mean, they're a mess. So I think plus 3,000 on Gannon. Look, I'm not telling you to bet. I'm just saying that's good value to me. All right. NFL Wednesday continues next. We'll get to our NFL nut fog. We'll go through the weekend that was in the National Football League, and we will do that when we return. But first, we must take a break. See how I did that? I pivoted. I was about to throw it to you for SportsCenter, but then I looked at the time. I was like, oh, it's not SportsCenter time.
I can do another one.
So I... No, that's okay.
We used to do three every hour way back when.
No. You guys like the updates out there? I mean...
I hope so. They keep me employed, so...
That's true. I don't want to rant. Oh, there's the boss.
Hey, what's up, Redman?
Yeah, he's listening. All right, we'll be right back with more NFL talk. The Nut Fog next on The Fan. I'm not going to lie. I just cut a fart in here. It's not good. Dusty left just in time.
That is good. Our new engineer, Josh, and I have...
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, great guy. Definitely, we have met each other and probably just killed the awkwardness already because he came into the studio... got a week or two ago, and it was 10 seconds after I had cut one, and I was like, bro, I am so sorry. I just admitted it. I owned right up to it. It's like, dude, I just let one. He's like, it's all good. So.
Well, he should know that. I mean, you're the only one in there.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. It's like being in the elevator.
Like, yeah, I didn't.
He looks at you in the elevator, and it's like, was it you? No, no, I'm going to own up.
Fart games. We all play them.
It's true.
Well, we're talking NFL today because we didn't talk any NFL yesterday or Monday. Now to our NFL Nut Fog, where we look at some of the things that happened on Sunday, including the Seahawks winning again on the road. They have now won 9 straight games on the road, Seahawks.
They kicked butt.
They are now 22-6 in East Coast games with 1 p.m. starts the last 10 years. That's amazing. Remember how they used to tell us that, oh, West Coast teams traveling east for that early time slot, it's a really tough spot. The Seahawks are 22-6 in that spot.
Figured it out.
But they're not that good at home. So what, that is so weird. And now Monday night, so we don't have a show this coming Monday because the Seahawks are on. They're playing Houston at home on Monday night. They'll probably lose.
Oh, that's going to be wacky. I mean, what, they sacked Jacksonville like Trevor Lawrence 7 times?
Yeah, God, 7 sacks. If the season ended today in the NFL, the top 2 seeds in the playoffs are the Bucs and the Colts. Isn't that wild?
I went and bet. So every year at the start of the NFL season, I like to put in like a, you know, a parlay for each division winner. You know, long shot of hitting, but hey, it's like a $20 bet to win $10,000 at the end of the year. And nowhere did I see the Bucs maybe near the top, but the Colts, hell no, man. This is just a wacky top 5-10 teams in the NFL.
Do you want to hear... So I have a lot of future bets out there, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear one of my worst? No, it's probably my worst one.
Because,
with future bets, you know, injuries play a role. So they're tough. I don't know. I don't love future bets, but I always do them because it gives you something to root for. And sometimes you see some good value and you're like, you know.
It's forgotten money, too. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, right.
You put something down 2 months ago, and you're like, crap. Oh, wait. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have action.
I have the Ravens to win the division, so that's not going well. But believe it or not, that is not my worst future bet. I took the Colts to finish last in the division. What am I doing?
I think you're thinking like the rest of us at the beginning of the year, brother.
That is such a terrible bet.
When did he start getting called Indiana Jones? Nobody predicted this.
I know. Isaac. That was no my thing. My thinking was, oh my God, they're going to Daniel Jones?
Exactly.
Get out of here. And then I thought, well, Cam Ward, maybe he's going to be pretty good, and Tennessee will win a couple games. And who else is in that division? You know, I just kind of thought, Colts kind of, they're going to suck. I didn't think too much of their coach, Steichen.
You forget about Jonathan Taylor, though, man.
I know. But he's always hurt.
But when he's on, man, he's good. He's like 100 yards guaranteed, which is saying something for running backs in today's NFL, man.
Well, I can admit when I placed a bad wager, and that was a bad wager.
Well,
so it's the Bucs and the Colts as your top 2 seeds. And isn't Indiana supposed to be a basketball state? You've got Indiana Hoosier football. You got the Colts kicking some ass. Notre Dame, they're good. They just went to the championship game in college football. My God, what's gotten into Indiana?
Yeah, I thought Gene Hackman said that the basketball hoops were the same height, not that the goalposts were the same like height on the ends of a football field.
Yeah,
no, it's turning into something else there, man. Kurt Cignetti leading the charge because it was all about Indiana football. Now it's all about the Indianapolis Colts. Wacky.
Yeah. You know, I was watching, I think it was Bucks Seahawks. Or no, it was Bucks Niners. this past weekend. And they said on there that if the Bucks games had all ended 90 seconds sooner, they would have started 0-5. As it is now, they ended up winning the Niners game. They are 5-1. And that's a good point about how we view teams based solely on record, which is so flawed. You know, it's kind of the same thing with Oregon. Like, I can tie this back to Oregon. If the Bucks games had ended 90 seconds sooner, they would be 0-5. Well, they got 5 wins in the last 90 seconds, and now we look at them as one of the best teams in the NFL. Are they? I mean, I think they're pretty good, but we're probably now going to overvalue them based on those results because we just look at record. Ducks the same way. You look at these last two games. Both of those games could have gone either way. They could have lost both to Penn State and Indiana, and they could have won both Penn State and Indiana. Obviously, they won one and lost one. But I do think, you know, you got to dig a little deeper when looking at some of these teams outside of record, or, oh my gosh, Oregon just lost to Indiana. They suck, or they're not as good as... No, it was a close game, just like the Penn State game was close. And you don't always win all of the close games. Now, Indiana did outplay Oregon, but Oregon outplayed Penn State, and they got the win in that one. So, I don't know. I think the Bucks are a good example, particularly in the NFL, because things even out. Things regress to the mean all the time. They're good, and Baker's playing well, but if their games had ended 90 seconds sooner, they would have been 0-5 to start the season. So, you know, that stuff has a way of evening out. And pretty much every weapon that he has is hurt.
Tez Johnson looks good, though.
Tez does look good, actually. Bucky Irving's hurt.
Yeah. Evans is still
Evans
hurt.
Evans is out. Igbuka's now out. And Godwin's out. And Baker, his MVP odds are skyrocketing. He's now plus 350 without his top four weapons. And he was stellar against the Niners without those guys. Crazy. And you're right. Tez Johnson caught a touchdown pass in that game.
But I think
people, looks pretty good.
People think maybe Daniel Jones still has the better chance of regressing to the mean. I think when you were making that ticket at the beginning of the year, you thought, well, we'll still see Anthony Richardson by like week 5 because we'll have to, right? Because Daniel Jones is going to be so bad. But
just talking about regression, I've been waiting for the Indianapolis regression, and it kind of hasn't happened yet.
What, 5-1 for the first time since like 2009? This is...
Their offense looks really good.
Yeah.
Now, guess who's betting the Chargers this week?
Mr. Rupp.
But, you know, I mean...
It's a tough one, man.
Yeah, because the Chargers are banged up.
Well, but what's the spread on that?
1.5.
Low. Damn Vegas. They
pretty
trapped
low.
You into it. They trapped you right into it.
I cannot bet it.
I know, man. I'd probably look at that and be like, ooh, that's tasty. I wouldn't bet that straight. I'd probably make it harder for myself and throw it into a little parlay. But I get it.
So Mahomes is now the odds-on favorite for MVP.
Again.
Damn. This will be his third, tying Tom Brady. Do you know who has the most MVPs? Little fun trivia question for you here on a Wednesday.
Tom Brady?
I just said he tied Tom Brady.
Oh, so no,
three.
Sorry. then that would be the most. Tom Brady, that's my guess.
No.
Who has more?
Peyton Manning has 5.
Ah, yes.
And Aaron Rodgers has 4.
Oh, I forgot Raj has 4.
Rodgers. So Mahomes could get to 3 if he wins one this year. I don't know. You think he's got a shot to catch Peyton? I think he's got a shot to catch Peyton.
He's still on the other side of 30. Yeah, absolutely.
How old is he?
Like 28, 29, right?
Is he?
Yeah, let me Google that for sure. But no, 30. He just turned 30 this September, excuse me. So barely 30 years old. I still think he's got a great chance, yeah.
Well, it goes Mahomes, followed by Josh Allen, who was the favorite, and now he had a couple losses, so he dropped a little bit. And then Baker is now 3rd.
Man.
Everyone took Burrow, of course. And that's why awards futures are kind of trouble, is injuries. But a bunch of people have Burrow, but that's, you know, that's a dead ticket. Do you know who the last non-quarterback MVP was?
It's got to be a running back, right?
It was, yeah. 2012, Adrian Peterson.
There we go. Yeah, that makes sense.
But Baker, sliding on up the MVP board. And rightly so. He's playing great.
Well, he's doing it all himself. Like you said, he's running for, you know.
Yeah, that scramble.
Jeez.
That third down scramble.
Yeah, third and 14 or whatever that was. My God.
Yeah, that was great. That's vintage Baker right there. Yeah, what a journey that guy's been on. You know?
He's the definition of persistence and perseverance, man. I mean, he stepped in, not even just this time in Tampa Bay, but stepping in on what a week's notice in Los Angeles a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, he was dead.
Yeah, for the last four games in L.A. just had no quarterbacks because Stafford was out, and I think if they hadn't brought Garoppolo yet, Brissett was already injured. So it was just, hey, let's throw a quarterback in, and he led the Rams, I think it was to a 4-0 record.
Did he?
Yeah, crazy time.
Yeah, scrap heap guy, and look now. All right, we'll continue with the NFL Nut Fog coming up. Also, the last time we had an all-West Coast World Series, which I'm again going to jinx your Mariners before the game starts tonight.
Damn.
Here on 105.1, The Fan.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.